through the meeting, we'll come to order. Today is Tuesday, May 21st, and the time is 8:34, and we're meeting in the Judiciary Meeting Room, Committee Room. Members present are Representative Fisher, Representative Miller of Juneau, and Representative Lister. Members absent are Barnes and Hayes. There's two items on today's agenda, SCR 48 and House Bill 500, in respect to the prime sponsor of the amendment that we want to put on in SCR 48. I'm going to move down to the second item on the, let the record reflect that Speaker Hayes is here. We'll take up the second item on the agenda, which is the proposed Rules Committee substitute for House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 500 Resources, an act relating to the reduction of litter and the recovery of materials and energy from litter and providing for an effective date. The Rules Committee substitute amends page 4, lines 21 and 22 of the bill. The phrase, let the record show that Representative Phillips is here. To include the phrase, or other extraction processes, that's the only amendment they have, in the definition of those primary industrial activities that are exempted from the definition of litter. Although this language is in the current law, the original version of Senate Bill 500 deleted this phrase right here. So restoring this language will make clear that oil and gas extraction are included in this exemption. I'll request a motion to adopt the House Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 500 to be brought before us now so we can debate the amendment. Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that we adopt the House Rules Committee substitute for Committee substitute for Senate Bill 500.
Object. There is an objection.
I realize this is in current law. As a matter of fact, I help write current law, but maybe somebody can refresh my memory. Why are we choosing not to call litter called by extracted processes litter?
As I understand, the purpose of this amendment is to make it clear that in the process of mining, we also are addressing the oil company. That's the purpose of the amendment, I believe. Whose amendment is it?
It's not recent. The amendment is intended to keep the current law as it is presently written. And I would, of course, turn the question around the other way. Why would we want to remove our other extraction process unless it was an inadvertent error?
Chairman, I guess to me, litter is litter. And if it's caused by, I'm not going to belabor it, but I know this is law. I guess what I'm really asking is why we're having any exclusion. It seems to me if somebody's litter is going to litter. Maybe the answer is, and it's coming back a little bit to me now from having to tell the first life law, maybe the answer is that the cleanup and the determination of waste is covered in other DEC regulations, and I think that's the answer. So all of I won't pursue it. I'll probably vote against the committee substitute, but I'll check that out. I think maybe the answer is that we don't just clean up the waste material, identification of waste, and other proper cleanups are vested in DEC and other sections of the law. So, I'll just remove my objection for the time being. Is there further debate?
Yeah. clarification, Mr. Chairman. It seems to me as though waste materials primarily coming from extraction of the earth would not be classified as waste anyway, except as a side effect of the process, the natural materials, whereas litter usually means unnatural to the earth. Okay, that helps.
Shall the Rules Committee adopt the House Committee
Rules? People always break you off and dirt on the streets without a covered load. They litter, whether it's natural or not.
Yeah, they do very well at that. Right down Main Street.
Right down Main Street.
Shall the Rules Committee adopt the House Committee Substitute for Committee Substitute for Senate Bill 500 Rules?
Somebody move that.
Mr. Chairman, I so move.
Is there objection?
Mr. Chairman, before we vote, I want on the last question. I think somebody knows. When we wrote this law, we put a sunset on it. And does this bill that extending the sunset?
Oh, yeah, okay.
Section 5. Okay, it brings up to 1987. Because they've done really great work, the letter council. And
is there further objection?
Yeah, remove objection.
All in favor? Say aye.
Aye.
All opposed? No questions?
Mr. Chairman, I move in the motion that we just adopted was to adopt the Rules Committee Substitute. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay.
With
individual recommendation.
With individual recommendation.
I just have one question.
Go ahead.
Somebody can. Why are we putting the dates here? You know, like on page 4, January 1st, 85, why don't we just leave it alone? I just had a question on that. Is there a reason? Because maybe industry in the future will come up with some new packaging methods. Or that's one thing I didn't understand about, you know, the current statute and this. It's just a basic question, I guess. Why do we have the date?
I think I know the answer.
I think I know.
You know the answer, Mike?
Yeah, I think so. Right now, these plastic, I mean, one of the best things about the litter bill we passed was the elimination of these pull tabs,
right,
and
right,
the plastic
ring,
and the plastic rings that don't biodegrade. One of the problems the department's having, I think, is that they can't identify easily which ones are biodegradable and which are not. This new law here introduces the requirement that they bear a distinguishing mark that would show that it's a biodegradable but obviously, if we pass this bill today, they can't get those plastic things on there, by next week in the grocery stores. So this is apparently given them until January 1st, 1985 to get that together and get the plastic ports.
Okay, but we already have the existing date right there for 81.
Well,
I'm not arguing the point.
That's the old old standard without the identifying mark. See, we've got this
right.
New element where we'll put in.
Right.
Thank you, Representative Miller. Individual recommendations.
I was kind of used
to the date. Could I have a little bit more to that? That was kicked around in resources quite a bit, but the question you had. They're still in the process of putting these bags together. It doesn't have to be tested yet. And they just haven't got their homework done on it yet. That's why we went up to 85 to get it in operation.
Do you have the original?
Well, it's only 6 months.
No, he's got a draft.
But you will have the original.
The prime sponsor is on this amendment on the next House Committee Substitute for Senate and Third Resolution 48. Is not here.
Mr. Chairman, the purpose of the House Rules Committee Substitute for Senate Concurrent Resolution Number 48 is simply to tighten up the resolution. That, as I understand it, was the concern of the sponsor of the committee substitute, Representative Barnes, that the Senate resolution, as it came over to the House side, was too open-ended. And so essentially she has added the words that the rules are suspended consideration of House Bill 75 and then add the words to allow the title of that bill to be changed to an act relating to satisfaction of order restitution from permanent fund dividends. Because once you change the title, when you suspend Rule 41B, that allows you to change the title in the other house. You can change, once you change the title, you can change that title to be so broad that you can do almost anything with the bill.
On that basis, in general, certainly.
Yes, and so that is the concern he has, is that that she would like to have the title tight. I believe she's discussed with you in the body.
Thank you, Representative Hayes. Do I have a motion to adopt this committee substitute? Representative Hayes.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I move that the House Rules Committee substitute Senate concurrent resolution number 48 be adopted.
Any objection?
Yes, there is.
There is an objection.
Chairman, for the record, and it's no secret, you know, how I feel about it. This is just, as far as I'm concerned, bill stripping gutting. I'll say it for the record.
Mm-hmm.
I just think we ought to be, the only reason you should be doing this is an emergency situation. And I think we're just establishing a bad precedent, and every time we get ourselves in a crash, we're going to revert back to this thing. I'm sorry. I mean, it's something I feel very strong about.
All in favor of adopting the committee substitute, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed?
Aye.
One opposed. It's adopted. Is there further debate on this committee substitute? Representative Hayes.
Mr. Chairman, I move that House Rules Committee substitute concurrent resolution number 48 be removed with individual recommendations.
Is there objection? Hearing none, so moved.
This one's before all of the